Trumas, Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey. Hamarba b'truma. So let's say a person wants to add on and give more truma. Let's say he wants to give more than 1/40. So how much can he give? What's the maximum amount of truma? Rebbe Eliezer Omer Echad Me'asara. So he can give up to 1/10. Kitrumas Meiser, because we find the Trumas Meiser, which is called Truma, Meiser Min HaMeiser, that is 1/10 of Meiserishin, that the Levi gives 1/10 to the Kohen, and that's called Truma. So too, by Truma Gedola, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we can give 1/10, up to 1/10 of what we're going to give as Truma, and that's the most we're allowed to give. Yasser Mikan, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, if one gives more than this, Yasena Trumas Meiser L'makom Acher. You have a problem, because anything that's more than the 1/10 is not truma, and now it's now mixed in with the rest of the truma, so what should you do? Because really, it's tevel from meiser and trumas meiser, because it's not truma, so there's either one of two things you can do. So either you give it to a levi, the whole thing is given to a levi, and the part that's more than the 1/10 that you added and called truma, which is really not truma at all, what the levi would do is the levi would take other meiser that he has, and he has to take off truma on the other meiser too, and he then takes this portion that you gave him, that you added on, he would have that become trumas meiser on all the other meiser that he has as well. Trumas meiser, by the way, as we know, does not need to be min hamukuf. It doesn't have to be right next to it. It can be from any place, like we've said in the past. So then what the levi can then do is take this whole pile that you gave him and give it to a kohen. And what the levi would do is he would reimburse the guy just for that extra portion. He would just give him food for that extra portion that he gave him. But all the truma would go to the kohen. That's one pshat. It's not clear what the Rav held, but Tosfos Yontif brings that there is a shita that actually that the Yisrael can actually take off trumas meiser for the levi. He doesn't have to actually give it to the levi. He can take off trumas meiser for the levi. And he himself, the Yisrael, would give everything to the kohen. Just like that. Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rishmol says, Mechza chulun and mechza truma. The max one can give as truma is half. Because the Torah says, Reishis degancha, the Rav explains. It's enough that you have a Reishis, that after you take a Reishis, which is what you take, that there's dagan, there's leftover, which is dagan is the shiraim. But it should be half according to Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Tarfon from Rabbi Kiva, Oimim achi shar sham chulun. So they say, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, and the Rav says, Allah is actually like Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, that as long as there's a small amount that's left over, that's a shiraim, any shiraim, that's okay. So you can actually take off truma as much as you want, as long as you leave over a little bit. Like we've said in the previous Mishnayos, where a person said the truma is besoicho, and the shiraim was only what was on the periphery, on the outside. That was okay, because that's the shitas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, that as long as you have shiraim that's nicker, that's obvious what was left over, even if it's a small amount, that's okay. So you can take off as much truma as you want, as long as there's something little left over.